Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to talk about pressing in. Our scripture comes out of Jeremiah 29 and 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Today, we're going to talk about a biblical truth that is important for believers to understand and to embrace. And that truth is that God is in and among us, continually, without interruption, 7/24. We experience God through our personal fellowship with Him and through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Last week, we talked about the joy of fellowship and its importance in developing our relationship with the Lord. However, there may be times when we don't feel God. We feel estranged from Him, alone, and unable to hear His voice. Be assured this is a common experience for believers. The resolution of this spiritual occurrence, however, is not to curb our prayer life or cease in reading His Word. During those times, it is imperative that we press in. There are seasons in my life when it is extremely difficult to hear God's voice. I'm not talking about unanswered prayers, but times of disturbing quietness when I'm strained to hear Him, if I hear Him at all. As I shared this experience, I found other believers had been through similar seasons of silence. Interestingly, we all described it as a period when we didn't hear His voice. When I first experienced this quietness, I began to search my heart for sin I may have committed yet failed to confess. It was the sin of Adam that separated him and Eve from fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden. Later, Adam and Eve would experience the physical death of their body, the final separation from the world God had created for them. I asked God to forgive me of my sins, yet I still felt disconnected from my first love. My next effort was to examine my devotion time with Him. I would increase my time of reading His Word. Psalm 119 became my songbook as I sought to hear His voice. I would rise early to pray, leaving more time to listen and less time to speak. I would draw near, as James described, with a sincere heart, with expectation that He would do likewise. I would dedicate my day to praise and worship. If God inhabits the praise of His people, He would surely respond to me as I emptied myself to Him. Yet with all the modifications to my devotional time, I couldn't hear Him. After many days of silence, I finally experienced a breakthrough. Bob Sorge, in his book, Secret of the Secret Place, shares his insight into my situation. He writes, "Many of us feel like we move in and out of God's throne room. We have times of great connectedness, and then we suffer periods of disconnectedness. We can't always analyze exactly why a distance has developed in our hearts toward the Lord, but most of us feel like our relationship with Christ is a roller coaster ride of feeling close, then far, then close, then far, and then close again, in and out. And we hate it. We were created for constant intimacy, and anything less drives us crazy on the inside. It is at those times that we need to press in God like never before. Allow the desperation of your soul to help you pursue God with absolute abandonment." I later figured out, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that God's periods of quietness were an invitation to draw closer to Him, to press in. More than proximity, he desires to establish an intimate friendship with us that is walked out through the course of our everyday lives. He is not looking for a segment of our day or a day of the week. He desires unbroken communion with us. So on those occasions when it appears that you can't hear God, press in. Be of good courage. He is ever near. Press in. Eagerly and unabashedly pursue him, the pearl of great price. Press in. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you on next week on Morning Reflections. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you, and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.